Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
In a small, rather out-of-the-way cemetery is an unmarked tombstone bearing the single word, forgiven. Nothing more or less, simply forgiven. A person can't help wondering, though, what was forgiven and by whom? What happened that caused someone who knew the identity of the body that lay in an unmarked grave to leave behind that message? Was it a husband who deeply had hurt his wife? A prodigal son who had wandered far from the ideals and aspirations of his father? Or was it just someone who had tasted richly of the grace of God and wanted everyone to know he had been forgiven? The secret has long since been buried with the remains of a person forgotten by life. But there's one thing for sure. That great need for forgiveness exists today. A man or a woman never reaches so high as when he stoops low to forgive someone. In this business of daily living, it's inevitable that sooner or later we tread upon the rights of another. A friend or business associate, a husband or a wife. Whether it is with malice or simply thoughtlessness, we find ourselves in the position of needing and having to give what no one else can give, forgiveness. Some 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ gave us an example. He looked upon those who had become his executioners and cried, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." The Apostle Paul said, "We are to be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." In those words, we have the real rationale for forgiveness. If God has forgiven you, then you have no right or reason not to forgive someone else. When it came to grudges and to resentment towards another, Jesus was very blunt. He said simply, "If you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your sins." So, what does it mean to really forgive someone? Insight into the true nature of forgiveness comes from the Greek word which we find in the pages of Scripture. That word is aphiemi. It means literally to give up the right to compensation for what someone did to you. The record is removed so that you no longer have any right to expect redress for what has happened. Newspapers carried the story of several government officials who had been charged with corruption in the city of Salonika in Greece. But before they could be tried, mice devoured files in the civil court archives. They ate up the evidence. That, of course, is not quite a picture of forgiveness. If, however, those who had been charged had wronged an individual and the individual willing to forgive them on his own accord destroyed the evidence, then there would be nothing to use as evidence. Forgiveness would have been complete. None of us live so perfectly that we do not find ourselves in the position of having to ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness means you put something aside completely and finally, as though it had never happened. If you say, "Well, we just won't talk about that anymore," you may have declared a truce, but you haven't really forgiven someone. You buried the hatchet with the axe handle sticking out so that you can use the incident as a whip against the other if he gets out of line. Or should I say, when he gets out of line, because in our frail humanity we're bound to stumble. Forgiveness is a healing balm that covers the wounds of our human frailties and binds up the fractures of our human relations. Forgive we must. God has forgiven us. What I sincerely wish I could do is just sit down with you and listen. I'd like to know how this series on forgiveness has spoken to the need of your heart and life. You've heard from me. Now it's up to you to forgive and to take the next step. You can send an email to me at guidelines@guidelines.org. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Sala.